You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. This morning, Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Trần Việt Trường had a meeting with Russian investors. At the meeting, representatives of Russian investors said that they had a flight trip from Hanoi to Cantor to seek investment opportunities in Vietnam. Accordingly, the fields that investors are interested in and experienced are seaport services, logistics, and petrochemicals. Representatives of Camden Centers of Kansas City introduced to Russian investors potential orientations and policies calling for investment in the city, specifically the Joint Center project on production, processing, and consumption of agricultural products in the Mekong Delta, the seaport logistics project, and the Da Nang Channel Exploitation and Trading Project and the Aviation Project for Agriculture. At the same time, the chairman promoted trade cooperation and the export of Kansas City's strong products to the Russian market. This morning, the Vietnam-Cambodia Friendship Association in Kansas City organized the Congress of Delegates for 2023-2028 term. In the past term, the Vietnam-Cambodia Friendship Association in Kansas City penetrated the proactive, flexible, creative, and effective model and cooperated with the Union of City Friendship Associations to organize many programs. These activities were renewed in content and form associated with promoting the country and people and developing solidarity and friendship between Kansas City and Vietnam as a whole for Cambodia. Delegates elected the Executive Committee for a new term and approved the draft resolution of the Vietnam-Cambodia Friendship Congress for 2023-2028 term. Kansas City People's Committee just issued official letter number 800, dated May 23, 2023, on the implementation of Resolution 33 of the government and official letter number 178 of the Prime Minister on removing and promoting the safe and healthy development of the real estate market. The Municipal People's Committee assigned the Department of Construction to strengthen monitoring and supervision of the real estate market, promptly take measures to prevent hot development or freezing, step up the review and approval of general plannings and subdivision plannings, and detailed construction plans for the implementation of housing and real estate projects in the city. More than 100 farmers from Mekong Delta regional localities attended the Farmer Day 2023 program held by Cửu Long Orchard Joint Stock Company this morning. Leaders of the company shared the process of formation and development of the unit and expressed gratitude to farmers who have always trusted, accommodated, and shared difficulties for the company to constantly develop during its 23-year presence in Vietnam. Currently, the company's canned bottle fruit jam products are present at stores and high-class hotels in many countries around the world, with raw materials being mainly purchased in the Mekong Delta and Lam Dong province. In this occasion, the company organized awards for 30 typical farmers in clean and safe fruit production, exchange programs, and lucky draws. The Career Counseling Vocational Education and Job Placement Day 2023 was held yesterday by Kansas City Department of Labor and Values and Social Affairs at the city's Employment Service Center. Students were informed about the enrollment of vocational education in colleges and secondary schools in 2023, policies for learners, job opportunities, labor market trends, and current labor market demands. In addition, students were also given direct advice on job search skills, skills for making application, and interview skills by enterprises. Yesterday in Trường Long Canyon, Phong Điền Suburban Street, the People's Committee of Phong Điền held a launching ceremony for all people to practice swimming and drowning prevention. This is the locality chosen by Kansas City Sports Center as a guiding unit to replicate the model in the city. After the launching ceremony, instructors trained the children to perform swimming techniques, first aid skills for drowning, and among others. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.